Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
And today, our guest is Rochelle Jacoby, Independent Living Director. Welcome, Rochelle. Always great to talk to you.
Hi, Jim. Nice to be with you.
So today, we're going to be talking about independent living at Felician Village. Now, I need a refresher on this. If you want to tell us, what might be a good fit for independent living?
Well, our independent is really for older adults, age 55 plus, who are able to live on their own with the desire to stay active and embrace opportunities for socializing. It's for people who are wanting to let go of their responsibilities and the stress of owning their own home and are looking for a more relaxed retirement lifestyle. The gardens is not an assisted living. I think that's really key. It's, mm-hmm. We're not an assisted living, and we offer no nursing care or health services.
So it's like an apartment, and I kind of like that. But, Rochelle, with any time a person moves on with their life or they change locations, there's a lot of decision-making and sometimes some soul-searching to make sure that they're doing the right thing. What are some of the signs that someone might be ready to make a move to independent living?
Oh, Jim, that's a great question. I think the American Housing Association recently shared some signs that you're ready to make a move, and I'll share a couple of those with you today because I think that they are important. The first one being that you're thinking about your health. As seniors, there comes a time where we think about our health, and I love it when an active older adult, you know, when someone comes to me and says, "Hey, we've been thinking." Because you're being proactive. Mm-hmm. Whether you may have health conditions like a high blood pressure or diabetes, that's not going to stop you from living independently, but you're at least thinking of it. What if, you know, another thing is, what if your spouse unexpectedly is gone? You have a support system then. You've already been accustomed to looking or living here. But according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, someone turning age 65 today has almost a 70% chance of needing, wanting some type of transition housing in their lifetime.
Wow.
I think that's huge.
Yeah, wow. It is. And maybe another sign?
You're lonely. The impact of socializing isolation and loneliness have really been compared to smoking or obesity. While we have very busy social calendars at the gardens for our residents, not every resident chooses to partake in all those activities, and that's okay. Sometimes it's just having a meal with a friend or a casual conversation when checking their mailbox. That's more conversation than they may have would have had in days living in their own home.
Yeah, great advice. Now, I understand you do have some apartments and a home available at the gardens.
Well, let's clarify. We don't have any availability for move-in. But what we do have is we work off of a waiting list. And with that, we have garden homes. We offer garden homes. That's like condo living with no condo fees, mm-hmm. but with attached garages. We have 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes. They're side-by-side duplexes with patios. We also offer apartment-style living, which is attached to the lodge where all the fun happens, and we offer 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments in that apartment-style living. Everything, all of our apartments come with either a patio or a deck, depending on what floor. We offer 2 floors, first and second floor living.
Sounds like a real nice neighborhood. So how can someone learn more about gardens or maybe even take a tour?
Well, we do have a great opportunity coming up later this month. It's called our Super Social Event. It's happening on Wednesday, January 15th from 11:30 until 1 right here at the Gardens. We invite the public to join us and sample multiple kinds of soup being offered by community sponsors. We've grouped up with some others who are serving adults, and they're going to come in and be sponsors for this event. You get your dessert. Your soup, your fixings for your soup, all for $6 per person. If someone would like to have a tour at that time, I'm happy to show that. I think being proactive is key. Again, we don't have any availability, but it's good to look. I do ask, though, if you are coming to the event and are requesting a tour, that you would give us a call in advance and call Tanya. She's our housing coordinator, and her number is 920-684-7171, extension 402, or you could go to the Felician Village website at www.FeliciaNVillage.org.
Roselle, a lot of great information. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Happy New Year.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaNVillage.org to learn more.